Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And with the sport this morning, it's Gary Moran. Morning, Gary.
Good morning, Rachel. What a dramatic afternoon at Croke Park yesterday. And what a run Derry have been on. They've risen from a Division 4 team in 2019 to become Allianz Football League Division 1 champions just 5 years later, thanks to their victory over Dublin on penalties at headquarters. The game had many twists and turns and was made level at the end of extra time when Dublin sub Greg McEnany smashed the ball to the net. What a shot. But Dublin also had two players sent off in those dying moments, Brian Fenton and Paddy Small, and they weren't so good from the penalty spot. They scored one through Paul Mannion, but they failed with three, and with Derry scoring their first three, that was that. Here's one of Derry's more seasoned campaigners, Brendan Rodgers.
We sort of broke the season down into many goals, and the first one was McKenna Cup, and we set out our stall and made it very clear after that that we wanted to win the league, and look, we're in that position here now. And I suppose maybe a lot of people read too much into the Dublin game during the league, but we knew that we'd be probably playing them in a league final, so look, we knew we'd get a full team out against them, and likewise them against us, so I suppose the day's to do it, and it's nice to get that Division 1.
Well, sure, there are bigger goals ahead. Here's Dublin manager Desi Farrell.
Not to diminish the title that was on the line in any way, you know, we are disappointed. The outcome wasn't the one we would have hoped for. We spoke about that in the dressing room immediately afterwards. We'd be sore and hurt over that, of course, but you know, now is not the time to be wallowing. It's a case of dust yourself down and pick the bones out of that and move on very, very quickly. Mm. Championship's around the corner.
In terms of Stephen Cluxton, he signed, or will he be back?
Yeah, no, Stephen has been training away over the last 2 months, so and we have a few other fellas who are sort of available, but we're getting them back from injuries or you know, they've had small knocks, or just trying to mind them and get them right for the right time of year, you know. So we've everyone is back training with us at this point, yeah.
And the Division 1, sorry, that was Desi Farrell there with John Kenny. The Division 1 final was preceded by the Division 2 decider that ended Donegal 15 points, Armagh 14. Donegal led by 4 with 12 minutes to go. They then trailed by 1, went 1 ahead. Then it was level again before Aaron Doherty's point in the 4th minute of added time saw Donegal take the title. Their manager is Jim McGuinness.
Actually very happy with most of the performance, you know, 12 points to 8 up there, and we're in a really good position and controlling the ball very well and all, but Armagh, you know, they keep on coming back, and we were waiting for that, but you know, they pushed ahead there very late on, so very good response when we were in that situation to kick a couple of points again and go 2 up. So happy with that, I suppose, and a good game for us, a really good game for us, and obviously a lot of young lads there, you know, on the bus for the first time going into Croke Park, and a lot of young lads playing for the first time in Croke Park, so that will hopefully do them the power of good as well in the coming weeks and months.
Well, they all go off now to regroup for Championship. Westmeath, who won the Division 3 title on Saturday, are straight back out to play Wicklow in the first round of Leinster next Sunday. Well, it was a missed opportunity for the Irish women's rugby team, according to head coach Scott Beamond, as they lost 27-21 to Italy in the Six Nations Championship at the RDS. Ireland certainly had plenty of the ball, but poor execution, particularly in the opposition 22, didn't help them. And the result means that finishing third in the Championship and thus qualifying automatically for next year's World Cup is a lot less likely now than if they had prevailed yesterday. Here's Beamon's reaction.
As a group, we've said we'll go for performance. We'll talk about performance, and we definitely haven't shied away from talking about winning. So as we sit here now, we're pretty disappointed to not win a game. There's plenty of moments in that gave us opportunities to do that. So we'll dust ourselves down. We've got two big games back in Ireland. We're obviously the one away in England. So we've got some big games to come. If we're not winning, we're learning. We'll go after the learning. Look at how much time we spent in their 22. We just got to learn to be under that pressure and be clinical under that pressure. I think the handling errors, I think we probably topped that at something like 21-14. So certainly an area of our game to get after. And it's just being confident in that pressure.
Well, nothing was decided in the English Premier League yesterday, but it looks like it could go all the way to the final day. Manchester City had 72% possession, but only one shot on target in their nil-all draw at home to Arsenal. Arsenal's deep defending was key. First, we hear from City boss Pep Guardiola.
We play against low blocks sometimes, and it's difficult. And guys, Arsenal is an exceptional team. Well managed, and the players are really, really, really good. I'm satisfied. I said to the team, so don't be sad, guys, because I know my players and how they behave and what they tried, but I give credit, of course, Arsenal for the way, the many good things they do.
Well, sure, they didn't win, but surely the happier manager was Arsenal's Mikel Arteta, as they prevented City from scoring at home for the first time in almost 3 years.
Yeah, it was a really thrilling game, a really tough match, a very demanding opponent. They get you in this low block and it's very difficult to get out of that. They drop a lot of players and I think we prevent him the spaces really well. And that's a difficulty. 3 years is the first time they haven't scored at home in 3 years. So that's a real understanding team that that they are. And then the downside is that we have some big situations to score. We didn't make the most out of it, and I think the next step is with the ball to have much more composure, especially in the first phase, to attack better.
Well, the City-Arsenal draw gave Liverpool the chance to go top, which they did with a 2-1 win at home to Brighton, despite conceding in the first couple of minutes. Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp.
I love the reaction of the crowd today. It was really, people were really in the game. I love that, really. So as a unit, we have to get through this. We decide if we enjoy it or not, pretty much. So it will be tough, and yes, it's sometimes nerve-wracking, and it will be, heart rate will be at 180, 200, whatever, from time to time, if you watch it or if you play it. But if we all together enjoy this, we have a chance. If we don't, we still have a chance. It's just really much more difficult, and that's why we try to stay positive in all these moments. It's a great situation where the boys brought us in. So we are there up with two other teams fighting for the biggest prize in English football, and we will see how it will end up. But I decided I will really try hard to enjoy it.
So, all with 9 matches to play, Liverpool have 67 points, Arsenal 65, and Manchester City 64. Among the remaining matches, none of them play each other, but they all play the teams in 4th and 5th, Aston Villa and Tottenham Hotspur, at home to one and away to another, and Wolves the only other common opponent for the three of them for the rest of the 9 games remaining. There's a full set of Men's Electricity League matches in the Premier and Division 1 today. Shelburne unbeaten and 7 points clear at the top of the Premier host Derry City at 5 o'clock in the pick of the fixtures. That's first against third. In golf, a missed 6-foot putt on the final hole cost world number one Scotty Scheffler the chance to win 3 PGA Tour events in a row, as the German Steven Jaeger won the Houston Open by a shot. Scheffler sits out this week to complete his preparations for the Masters, whereas in keeping with his plan to play more ahead of the first major of the season, Rory McIlroy will compete in the Texas Open. And in horse racing, the Irish Grand National goes to post at 5 o'clock at Fairy House this afternoon, with coverage from 2:30 on RTE2. Good to see yesterday's Gold Cup winner coming from one of the smaller yards, with the Jimmy Mangan trained Spallanz Tower taking the honours. And you can get more sport on the RTE News app and on RTE.ie.